let's understand what are the various factors which affect selection decisions. One is profile matching, that's candidate's bio data with the job specification. One has to match the profile, what are his qualifications, experience, the way he has tackled, which you can find out from the job application form, and then compare it for the present job which he is going to do. If you feel that it is matching with that job specification, probably he is the right person to take, and that's how you are matching the profile. Then organizational and social environment, if we see, one has to consider the organizational values and culture, and one has to compare the values and culture of that candidate whom you are selecting. One has to think about the structure of the hospital, where he is going to fit, the complexity of the job, and whether he'll be able to match that complexity of the job, whether he'll be able to take the emotional strain which may come while performing his job or not, and if there is any prejudice as far as the candidate is concerned, if he is having any prejudice against working in this. Suppose you take a Catholic candidate and that person is strong religious minded, where he says that the medical termination of pregnancy or abortion is something which should not be done, and suppose he or she is a gynecologist and obstetric doctor, and suppose you want him to be appointed for your hospital where abortions are done, then it will be difficult for him to remove that kind of prejudice, and then he is not going to agree to do abortions. And there are external, like labor laws, one has to follow the labor laws, government rules regarding the reservation policies of SC, scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, other backward class, etc. Even there are influence of politicians who are going to tell the hospital administrator to take certain people, and he should deter from doing it by putting forward the right kind of reasons for it as far as possible, but he should take the right candidate for the right job. There are trade unions who may also force that their own people should be taken for class 4 employees at times, but then that also should be deterred by the HR manager by giving them the solid reasons why they don't want to take a particular person, because of the requirement of the qualification or the experience or the type of mentality that person is having, which they have assessed through various selection tests and all. And of course one has to follow the reservation policies, because these are statutory requirement also, but among this one has to take the best person available for that. Successive hurdles, ultimately screening of a person through selection process, he has to go through successive hurdles. He may be removed because of various reasons. He has to pass every screening device in the application form that is given to him to fill, where specific questions are asked why he left the earlier organization, if and how many times he has changed the job. Every time he has to give the details about that, and some specific questions will tell us whether he is the suitable candidate for us or not. So his application form will give us an idea if he is a job hopper, every now and then he is changing the job for minor reasons also, then one should not take such a candidate. Then every written test will tell us overall what is his intelligence, what is his aptitude, etc., whether he is going to be fit for the job or not. Preliminary interview will tell us about taking into consideration the things he has written in his resume and the job application form, when we ask specific questions, and if he fumbles, if he has overstated certain things and all, and he is not able to justify why he is the right candidate for the job, then he may be removed. In certain management cadre people, even group discussion will help us, because they are going to work in teams, and during group discussion, if we feel that some person doesn't have any leadership qualities, or somebody is overpowering others, or he doesn't have proper analytical skill, or if he doesn't have compassion and commitment towards the job, or if he is not able to gel with other people in the team, this group discussion will tell us, and then we can decide about removing that person, or not taking that person rather. Then there are tests available, where the test can be in the form of written test, the technical test, it can be the personality test, aptitude test, etc., which also tells us whether he is a suitable candidate or not. Then after undergoing all that, final interview can be taken by the department head, who is going to technically assess that person, whether he is suitable for the job or not. The HR manager, who is going to assess him regarding his intellect, regarding his personality, regarding his suitability for the job in the form of the values and organizational culture, etc. And then jointly they can take a decision whether he should be given the job or not. And once they decide that yes, it is, he is a good candidate for that, he should be sent for pre-employment medical test. And then once you do the reference checks, if he is clearing that, and then it's finally the line manager's decision to take him. So one should not decide the thing of taking that person through only one thing, but it's a multiple regression composite test score index can be taken, and then only one should decide. So here we can see the selection process in detail. At pre-selection level, one should see the prima facie, how the candidate overall personality, the appearance, the warmth of the smile, etc. is there, because he is finally going to work for patients where they need compassion, commitment. Then you go for the job analysis, where you are looking and matching the job description and job specification, whether that person is suitable or not. You are going to tell him to in recruitment, when he's applied for, we are going to give him the application blank form, which is also very important, which gives us clear idea about asking what questions to be asked during his interview to confirm. And written exam can be taken for certain people, especially for semi-skilled and lower cadre, clerical post, etc. Account job and all, there can be initial written test where mathematical aptitude can be seen, then aptitude test can be done, then technical test can be done. Say if he is a nursing professional, then first aid techniques, whether he is knowing everything or not, or paramedical staff, based on the laboratory, one can have the specific test for that laboratory, whether he is able to match the color of the, in the colorimetry test for hemoglobin, whether he is able to match the color of the blood sample, as well as the that is there in the semi-auto analyzer machine, regarding the cholesterol, etc. So this is how specific test may be taken. So physiotherapy, whether he is able to use the equipments required for the physiotherapy test properly, whether he is able to assess the patient, what kind of treatment should be given for that person, what kind of exercises to be taught for a person with having the stroke, with having the back problems, while having the knee problem, etc. So this is how one can do the selection tests. After preliminary interview has told us that he is reasonably good, and of course one has to consider the external environment regarding the political, legal requirement, etc., and internal environment regarding the strengths and weaknesses of that person regarding the particular job. And then employment interview can be taken. Then reference and background check has to be done regarding his previous employment, regarding his degree, regarding his experience. And after that, selection decision is taken, and then physical examination can be done, where medical examination will tell us regarding whether the working conditions in which he is going to work, whether it is going to be suitable for him. So at individual level it is useful. Whether he is going to create some problem for us, if he is suffering from communicable diseases, then his medical condition can adversely affect the surrounding people who are going to work, or if he can be a liability to the company because of the major disease he is having, already he is having kidney failure or the cancer or something, which naturally it will be a liability to the hospital in future. So physical examination is very important for us to do. Regarding safety professionals, nurses, doctors, drivers, the chemical analysis to be done in case of laboratory, whether it is a pathology lab, microbiology lab, forensic lab, etc., where color vision is extremely important. As we know, 8% of males and 0.4% of females are partially color blind. So one has to check the thoroughly by giving them Ishihara charts and all, and checking whether he is having any partial disability or not, and for a specific job, whether he will be suitable for the job or not. So this is our physical examination. And if he is a manual laborer, then naturally he should be able to carry weight without having any problem. So his back condition should be good, his muscle build should be good. So by physical examination one can find out exactly whether he will be suitable candidate or not, and then only the job offer is given and employment contract is made between the company and the person. The person is supposed to sign that and he is given the employment offer. So final decision of course should be taken by hospital administrator for most of the post, except for the semi-skilled and clerical jobs where department head and HR manager can take. Now let's understand in detail about developing and using application forms. Now what are the uses of application forms information? One is it will give us a clear idea about applicant's education and experience, where in detail he is supposed to write right from SSC onwards in which year he has passed, whether he has passed it in the first attempt or not, what was the score he has got, whether he has passed with first class distinction, etc. And if specific requirement, then you can say how much score was there in mathematics, or if he has passed BCom, then how much score was there in accountancy, if you are going to think about to him to work in finance department and all. So applicant's education and experience in detail will tell us exactly whether he is a suitable candidate or not. Then applicant's prior progress and growth in the previous companies, what was his progress and growth, at what levels he was promoted and all, within how many years he was promoted and all. Then his employment stability. If he is going to be a job hopper, then within 6 months or a year or two, if he has changed many jobs, then probably he is not a stable employee for us. Applicant's likelihood of success based on the specific questions you ask in application form, that tell me some reasons why you have left, then tell me some incidences which you have come across and regarding some critical incidents and how you have tackled those things. So all these things will give us whether he will be successful in our hospital also or not. So this is how you can develop specific forms for specific type of people. So you may have application form for the, say, skilled people where more technical questions may be asked, a separate form for nursing where some specific questions for nursing can be asked. If it's a specialized nursing, you can ask some specialized nursing questions regarding heart patients, regarding dialysis, regarding the taking care of the gastrointestinal problems, say colonoscopy, etc. So regarding the colonic resection, if it is done, and how to take care of the colon which has been joined to the abdominal wall, how you are going to take care of that. So based on the type of post available, you can have some specific questions formulated in the application form. So this is how you can get a better idea about the candidate and his potential for future also. Now application forms and the law, one has to take into consideration that also, that you are not going to ask anything which is not relevant to the job in that. So his educational achievement one has to ask if there is any arrest record regarding any criminality and all. One should notification in case of emergency, whom to notify. Membership in any professional organizations, his physical handicaps, his marital status, his housing arrangements, etc. can be asked in application form itself, whereby you can understand that if he is supposed to be called in midnight for certain reasons and if he is staying very far, if he is from security department or something, it will be difficult for us to recruit such a person. Now, interview is extremely important while selecting a person. Why interview should be taken? First is to exchange sufficient and necessary information to decide whether he is a suitable candidate or not. Based on the application form or application blank, whatever information you have arrived at from the candidate, you can cross-check that in the interview when you are going to personally meet that person and exchange sufficient and necessary information at that time and ask in detail regarding some of the things he has written in that to confirm, so that you know that whether he is going to be a suitable candidate or not. Then there are some social and ritual aspects also regarding this. When you listen to that person, you can understand whether he is stammering, whether he is having a clarity of thoughts or not, and even group or power vetting. Some people may overbear, and very dominating type of people can be easily found out while taking interview. Candidate usually asserts his abilities and presents his experience, where you can cross-check certain things by asking some relevant questions. You can communicate relevant information about job or organization also at that time. So you can tell him regarding the objectives of the hospital and some subjective aspect also. You can seduce the candidate to become an organizational member, but at the same time you should not oversell your hospital to him. By giving him an opportunity to discuss and ask any questions also if required, it is going to satisfy the candidate and he feels that a fair opportunity is given to him. However, one should not oversell, as I told you. So let's understand, before taking interview, some preparation has to be done. What's that preparation? One should inform the receptionist first to direct the candidate. So clear-cut idea to the interview should be given. Interviewee should be given by sending him a letter of interview, where you have given him clearly what's the time, what's the place, and whether the travel expense will be given or not. At the same time, you should have a satisfactory waiting arrangements, where water, toilet facility, something to read, newspapers, magazines regarding the hospital. You can keep certain literature whereby he can go through that while waiting, and it will give him idea about the hospital location, the services provided by the hospital, the some of the HR policies of the hospital, etc. However, once you see to it that there is no disruption or interruption during interview, so that the interviewer has to take care that no phone calls should be taken, nobody should come inside while taking interview and disturb him for any reason, for taking signature, for asking something, that should not be allowed. So that it means that you are giving due importance to the interviewee and you are listening to him thoroughly. Anticipate questions regarding conditions of service that the candidate may ask, and then keep it ready. Decide information to be provided to the candidate. You should decide well in advance what information to be given to the candidate during interview. It should be a structured interview, so that you have kept what is to be asked and how you are going to assess properly. All those things are ready with you. One should stagger the timing of different candidates so that multiple candidates do not come at the same time, and unnecessarily some of the candidates may have to wait for a long time. So one should decide say every half an hour one candidate can be called, so that by the time this person comes, the previous candidate's interview is more or less over. At the most, he may have to wait for 5 to 10 minutes. Show a video while he is waiting regarding history, regarding philosophy of the hospital, regarding the present setup, etc. Ensure adequate reading material like for the hospital, for HR policies in waiting area. Have a plan of questions, whereby structured questions may be ready with you, and prepare characteristics you want to observe regarding the candidate, regarding his overall appearance, presentability, smile, regarding his attire, regarding his way of interrupting or how he is answering, regarding his attitude, regarding his characteristics in the form of any anger or overbearing or very slow. So all that, if you keep ready, it will be easy for you to assess that person. There is a concept of four things in an interview, that is GASP. GASP means G-A-S-P, which means greeting, acquiring information, supplying information, and party. Let's understand each in detail. Whenever a person comes, first you should greet him with a warm welcome. So you should be very frank and friendly. There should be some questions which you can ask for problem solving. Imagine yourself in the job, what would you do if? There can be some behavioral event where critical experiences can be described. What exactly happened, why it happened, how it was tackled, what were the options available, what were the plans, and what were the outcomes. And there are certain stress tests also, stress interviews also, one can take regarding certain posts. So let's go into detail about these things. Whenever a person comes, be very frank and friendly initially in the form of just ask him, what's your name, how you came, whether there was any problem in transport, whether there was any problem in arriving here or searching here. Already you have provided him map and everything. Usually there should not be a problem, but this will develop a rapport and he will feel at ease. He won't be having so much of anxiety once he comes and sit down with a glass of water and all. Once he sits properly and when you have asked him certain basic easy questions, then you can start asking about, based on his application blank, you can start asking about certain specific questions, where the questions can be in the form of problem solving. Suppose technical questions can be asked here. Suppose you are asking a person who is a paramedical person who is going to take care of the first aid. Then you can ask him, suppose you are walking and suddenly you see a patient becoming, just seeking somebody's attentions and shouting, saying that he's, and when you saw him, you saw that he was having a severe chest pain, his facial expression showed you that he is sweating a lot, he looks like anxious person, he puts his hand on the chest and suddenly collapses. What you will do? So this is how you can find out whether he can understand that this is a sign of a heart attack, and as a first aider with all his equipment that he's got, how he is going to tackle this, whether he goes to the patient, ask for the find out by asking who he is, taking the response, immediately check for the pulse and respiration, and if that's not there, he starts CPR or not. If that is there, whether he gives Disprin to that person, and if he feels that it is likely that he may be having definitely heart attack from the surrounding people, he comes to know that he's already known case of that, then probably he can even give clopidogrel or prazosin. So this is how problem solving questions can tell you whether he is competent in his field or not. Then you can find out from the interview regarding his critical experiences, suppose he says that he has worked previously in 3 hospitals, then you can ask him, in the previous hospital, has he seen such a case of heart attack or a case of stroke, and how he has tackled that, what exactly happened at that time, why it must have happened, how you have assessed that, what were the options available, what were the plan, and what were the outcome of this situation. Such a critical analysis when you do regarding critical experiences, you can find out whether he is the suitable candidate for this particular post or not. Now, simulate stress. Now, the stress interview especially is important for certain kinds of jobs, say the psychiatrist, doctors, sometimes even for security, chief security officer and all, or police officer. Well, for a hospital, I think the first 3 are relevant. Now, how to create stress in a person when he is coming for interview? There is a way to do that. What you do, you have a panel of interviewers in front of the candidate, where one or two people are just staring at the candidate.